Hello and welcome to Thrive in Your Body, in Your Business, and in Your Life. I'm Amy Hayes, and today I have got on here Jess Walter, and we are diving deep into confidence and what the hell that actually is. What does it mean? Jess is a confidence coach. She empowers women to master their body, their mind, and so they can uplevel their life and step into their full potential. And I know to be true, because I am a holistic health coach also, that confidence and your inner world and this topic is misunderstood, but it's the most crucial part of someone's journey. So we dive into many areas here, a little bit about Jess' story, what confidence means to her, how she coaches women on the transformation, you know, what confidence is, how we actually coach women on confidence. We dive into some myths today around what confidence is, and we give you some tangible tools to be able to start yourself today to work on your own confidence, knowing that that's way more than being loud and bold, because it's not that at all. Confidence can be in your decisions and who you're showing up as, and also in your body and in your mind and everywhere. So let's dive into today's interview with Jess Walter. Hello, everybody. I have Jess here, who is a health and confidence coach. Thank you, Jess, for being here. I'm so pumped to dive into this confidence conversation. Jess is an awesome coach that I have met through the online space, actually, and has actually just moved locally, which is really cool. So we've got to meet in person too. But she's much like myself, and we are here, and Jess is here empowering females to master their body and mind, which is really important to be able to up level and step into their full potential, which is being strong, healthy, and confident. But this is from the inside and out, which is what today's podcast is going to be all about, diving into what actually confidence means to us. So, and I think it's a really important topic to scream to the world. So thank you for being here, Jess. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, firstly, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. So basically a little bit about myself is, what to say. So I've been in the health and fitness industry for like 8+ years. I had my own personal trainer. I had my own multiple life coaches. And I am quite a different person to who I used to be. And I absolutely love challenging myself with crazy events. So the probably craziest event I've ever done is a 50K obstacle course race, which took me 10 and a half hours.
That is crazy.
So took me most of the day. And now living in Nelson, which is such a beautiful space, like the lifestyle here is why we moved here, because we are very outdoorsy people.
Yeah, and you've come from Auckland. You come from Auckland.
Yes. So spent a couple of years there, spent like 6.5 years in Melbourne, five years in Wellington.
So what inspired you to become like a confidence coach? I know you just said you've worked with coaches before. So can you elaborate a little bit on your inspiration, which may have come from the coaching right yourself, because often it does for us. Where were you before? Like, how did you feel? Where were you at before seeing your coach? And then how can you explain the transformation or the journey you went on, and then what changed after the coach? Because I do understand that's an impactful place for you to be, why you are now a health and confidence coach.
So I love this story and this transformation, because I was such a regular Jane. Like, just I had really low self-esteem, I was very anxious, I was quite anxious to the point where I struggled to make conversations with people. Like, everyone from my high school knows me as like a very quiet person. Low self-esteem. I started kind of like an eating disorder when I was like 16. Also, that went out the window. And then later on in my early mid-20s, I developed another eating disorder, more of like a just perfectionist with my food.
Yep.
So basically, I had very low self-trust. I had low belief in myself. I didn't think I could do the things that I wanted to do. Very, very shy, and thought I was just this odd person, like there was something wrong with me. And so it wasn't until I went, like I started training in the gym, and I got really into it because I started seeing results. And then I saw these other women doing like pull-ups and like the splits and like all of this real cool stuff. And they started like, you know, inspiring this little flame in me. Like this flame had always been there, but it started being like, oh, maybe I can do that. Like that would be really cool. And then I went along that journey trying to get really good at pull-ups and handstands and stuff like that. And there was this point that I got to where I just really plateaued. Like I was overworking, I was under eating, over exercising, and I just completely burnt out. Like I just hit a wall, and it's still very clear in my head that day. And I kind of I finally admitted to myself that this plan, this, you know, these behaviors that I have, it's just not working for me. And so I kind of pushed my ego to the side, and I was like, okay, you know, what about a personal trainer? Like, the gym I was going to at the time had some pretty cool people. I'd done like one complimentary session with them. So I was like, you know what? I really want to get good at my pull-ups, and my marathon, and then my lifting, and basically wanted to do all the things. Which I'm going to admit took me quite some time to allow myself to invest that money into myself.
Yeah, there's a whole thing that comes with it. So you're really describing a typical woman, nearly, or a typical teen, young woman who's in disordered behaviours and still chasing probably scales, whether it's an obsession of some sort or not. Actually, and then realising, look, there's empowerment out there in these other skills. Trying out, you got burnt out because you really didn't know like the probably the back end stuff, which is what we teach, right? Nutrition, mindset, all of that. And then like you go through that to and throw because it is an investment. It's an investment on your time, your energy, and financially. And sometimes people aren't prioritizing themselves because they're not confident. They're not confident they'll follow through. They're not confident they will, you know, do the thing. So it's a good topic to talk about because you're probably one of many having that internal battle. And that's a confidence thing as well. Like you're not confident in the investment yet. So so then you invested.
Yes. So I finally invested in myself. And never looked back. I was like, this has been so valuable for me. Like there was this, I had to do a food diary, and I was like trying to make this food diary, like have as little food on it as possible, because I thought that was a good thing. And then he looked at it and he was like, you're not eating enough. You're eating like nothing. This is why you're so burnt out, and this is why you're not progressing. And it almost like it lifted this huge weight off my shoulders to know that. Oh, yes. And just to know that I was allowed to eat food and I wasn't going to gain weight. Like, I thought I, you know, I had this idea that I had to eat as little as possible to get the body that I wanted and the strength I wanted. But then I realized I actually need to eat more food to be able to get to those things. So it just lifted this weight off my shoulders, and I was like, huh, feels so good. I can eat like proper food.
Hallelujah.
And like chocolate's not a bad thing. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we can eat. Hooray. I know, but it is exactly that though. And I know we're gonna talk about some myths later, but it is exactly that. It's actually you don't even know, you're not confident in your knowledge.
Yeah, that's right. Like I didn't know. Like I would take all the health advice that I read in magazines and heard and
Yes.
whatever. And then because I was in my perfectionist area, I was like, I'm gonna do that as best I
Yeah.
can. If salt's not good for me, I'm gonna completely cut it out of my diet. If this isn't good for me, I'm gonna completely cut it out of my diet. So yeah, and then I went through that journey with my personal trainer, learned a whole bunch of stuff that I'd never even thought of in my life. Met some cool people as well. So I did a group challenge. So it was like a 12-week challenge. And so I met some really cool people.
Oh.
So, you know, like I wasn't the odd one out. I made some friends. And still I was still quite shy and I was still over analyzing and second guessing myself. And then it wasn't until a couple of years after I'd become a personal trainer myself where I had a mindset coach. So this is a life coach, and she really supported me with the internal stuff, like my perspective, my
Yeah.
beliefs, like different ways of looking at things, why I am the way I am.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, just honestly, just understanding why you do the things that you do
Yeah, mind blowing.
is mind blowing, and you actually accept yourself a lot better after
Yes.
that. Like,
Yeah.
you're not like, oh, I'm so weird because I only have
Why am I
one or
like
two best
this?
friends or
Yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, I realized I was an introvert and I don't actually like having a whole bunch of friends with,
Yes.
like, you know, surface level conversations. So I felt so much better after that.
Yeah. The
And then,
self-acceptance and awareness.
yes.
Yeah, and because it is like that, and there's a few things you've said about the shyness and introvert and confidence. Like it's all in one, right? Because people do think confidence is being bold and not shy and all of that, but it's so much more than that. And you can still be confident and an introvert and shy and all of the things in one. And I think it's self-mastery, right? Because you're getting to know who you are, and it's that permission to be okay with who you are, and then you can thrive from there. So yeah, is this why it instilled confidence in you and why it's so important? Because of this journey you've been on yourself?
100%, like 100%, like the change of who I was to
Hmm.
who I am now is like nobody would recognize me. And I just feel so much more certain in myself, like even in
Yeah.
my relationship, I'm not second guessing myself. In the gym, like there was this gym I went to for a short time, just completely dominated with guys, and I just
Yeah.
walked in there and did my heavy lifting. I took up space. I like didn't worry who was looking at me, even in terms of like obviously I have an online business, so I feel a lot more confident to share more of me on social media.
Yeah.
And to the reason why I think, like, why I wanted to teach it more is because I also see, like, when I was personal training, I saw all these ladies who were like me. They were going after, you know, that aesthetic and losing body fat and, you know, struggling with their food.
Yeah.
And I just remember wanting to say the perfect thing to help them realize that they're so much better, like they deserve it, they're valuable, like it's not
Yeah.
all about aesthetics. And because I had a life coach at that time and I knew, like, she just asked me questions which, like,
Prompts
you
you,
know,
yeah,
flicks
which is the
something.
perspective shift. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, this is what my PT clients need. So
Yes.
that's what because there was just so many women like that, I was like, this is what they need. This is what I'm going to give my clients as well. So that's kind of what prompted me to go on to
Confidence
becoming a life
coaching.
coach myself, yeah,
Yeah.
and into
Are
that
you, yeah.
space.
And it is that, right? So I think it's hard to explain what mindset coaching is, what confidence coaching is, but there's so many aspects to this, right? So confidence is not being bold and loud. You can be shy and confident. It's not just holding your head high and wearing out their clothes. Like that's not it. But confidence is trusting your decisions, mastering who you are. Confidence is your ability to adapt healthy habits and your lifestyle. Confidence is also being confident in your body, in your strength, and in your mind, like the whole thing. But the other thing, which I love about you and your coaching style as well, is confidence can be made in the gym with lifting weights as well. Like, you get so confident literally lifting weights boosts your confidence, it empowers you. So it's a whole freaking thing, eh? Like a whole thing to be confident in your decisions with nutrition, confident in your decisions with what to wear and who to talk to and how to look after yourself. And this is really, when someone's coming to us for weight loss or changes in their body, this is really the core of what people want. It's not really a number on the scales, or it's not really other things. It's actually confidence. Like, this is nearly the core of it in these different ways. And so from like what you've been doing with your clients, with yourself, and confidence, like you said before, varies in different aspects, right? It varies in our relationships, in our environments. How are you helping your clients to kind of, well, one, explain it to them, but how are you taking them through those, the journey to get them from where you were and where they are to where you are now and where they kind of ideally want to be, without them kind of really knowing where they want to be? Because it's a hard thing as a coach to explain, right? So what do you do with them?
So the first, I have a couple of different programs, but the main confidence program that I have, the very first thing that we do is we do a lot of awareness, exploration, and learning how you're thinking about yourself, how you think about your body, how you treat movement, how you treat your food, and really supporting them to understand what is actually going on.
Yeah.
Because I feel that the first key to change, like first step to change, is always awareness, right? Yes. You've got to know that you want to change something or something isn't working for you, to change it. So there's a lot of awareness and exploration that goes on first.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I always I love to talk to the ladies first and get to know them and understand them with their goals and where they're currently at. So we always have this benchmarking call, and I support them to kind of just word brain dump out what they really want, what's going on for them, so that I can support them better in the program. And so we've got this awareness first, and then we kind of come into understanding their blockages, so what's holding them back. This is about like limiting beliefs, just understanding what their blockages are, why that's there, and helping them to navigate that.
Yeah.
And then I always help people understand like their energy, right? Like, what are the different aspects of energy? What is going to affect their energy? Because a lot of people do think of food, sleep, and simple things like, tangible things are the things that they need to focus on to improve their energy. But it's not just that, right? It's also like the conversations that you have in your head, or the arguments that you have in your head, or the who you hang out with, and are you like working towards something? Do you feel on purpose? So many different things there. Yes. So and I always like to bring in that the understanding of the difference between introversion and extroversion, because some people don't understand that they're an introvert or an empath and how that affects them and their energy or their emotions. And then we kind of move into excuse me, just understanding yourself, like what are you actually like doing, what brings you joy, like more self-awareness, what are your values, and helping them to understand themselves on that deeper level, like what they actually care about and what drives them and what lights them up, so that we can then take action on that. And that's when they start to develop their goals a little bit more, what the ideal life is, what success looks like for them, and like how they can start moving towards that.
And that's really important part of the process as well, because you have to know that stuff before you can start actioning it, right? And embodying it and integrating it. And that's the thing, that's the journey I think a lot don't understand. you know, because it takes time. And what I was going to say around the, you know, filling your cup up, and what do you like, and what are your hobbies, and what do you love? Some people actually don't know. And you ask them that question, and they're like, I don't know. And they're thinking these big things, like they have to have some amazing hobby. But it doesn't have to be like that. It can be, I like sitting in the sunshine, or I like having a rainy day, or I like sipping on my coffee, or I like having just a walk on my own without the dogs and the kids, you know. So, and I think people think it has to be so big. And it doesn't. Like those little things, they don't have to be big, but it has to bring you a peace, calm, and joy. And like, it is that energy, right? Because we are givers as women in general, and we do lots of things for lots of people. And it's holding that energy for our own and being able to decide, having the confidence to decide where the energy is going. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Because when you start working on that energy aspect, you start to gain back your energy, and therefore you have better energy to make better decisions, right? Because when we're so tired, we just go back to that automatic space, right? The primal space where we just do things that we've always been doing. Is challenging.
Burnout for you came from probably also the tight obsession, like that tight obsession, and the, you know, and so many women are obsessed with scales, or obsessed with doing it this way, obsessed with cutting that is fucking hard work on your brain, such hard work. And it's no wonder you're brain's always there obsessing, and then you're in the going, and it's no wonder burnouts happen.
Absolutely. And the culture as well, right?
Next question was, in a world of social media and the comparison that we have, and also in this is the shitty information out there as well with things, especially in the diet culture world, but how do you teach women to maintain general self-esteem and maintain that confidence in what they're doing with healthy habits, the loud contradictions that we see on social media and in our environments? And so what are a few steps you help people with to overcome any self-doubt, to boost their confidence, to work them through these things so their self-esteem stays a little bit higher during the comparing and the overload of what we know is shitty information, but they don't know that.
So I think what's important here is that, can you sustain it, right? Yeah. Like, especially when it comes to diets, is this something that you're happy to do? It doesn't feel restrictive. It doesn't feel like it's taking up a lot of your mind or your capacity. Is it sustainable? Because, we've also got to be able to enjoy our life, and, like, so many people are working towards being happier, right? Like, we all want to be happy, of course, but is this restrictive diet helping you in your happiness? Or is it taking so much time and energy away from you? All right. So what I think of is it working for you? Do you enjoy it? Are you getting the results out of it? And then when it comes to, you know, even in terms of body image, like, a lot of the things I remind my clients of is, like, there is so many different cultures and so many different ideals of what beautiful or sexy or hot is, that you may as well just focus on yourself.
Yeah.
Focus on what you want, what feels good for you, what you love, because you can't please everyone, and you're never going to be able to please anyone. So instead of putting all that energy towards trying to please everyone else, just bring it back to you, and you'll get so much better results. And
it's more on the comparison, right? Because you think, oh, I don't look like them. But, I mean, you're not, because they're them and you're you. And that's where that body confidence and that confidence in who, when you're confident in you as a person, who you are, your body confidence kind of comes with that as well, because you're not as worried. You're not how you look, you're who you are, and you can be confident in that. And then it's cool to want to change your body if you want, that's fine. But no comparing to someone else, because you can't be them, because you're not them, and grow that confidence. Because I think comparison's a really big thing. Like, they're like, oh, she does that. And we're all different. Genetics, who we are as a person. You can have someone with a great body and they're an asshole. And you don't want to be that asshole, you know. So it's all, you know, so that comparison's a really big one. And so what daily practices would you or exercises as in not physical exercises, but what daily practices would you give a woman to help her sustain and keep and build on her confidence? And when we're thinking of confidence in who we are and our body and kind of all aspects that we've talked about.
Yes. So something that I really love is number one is knowing my values, right? Knowing my values and are the actions that I'm taking following those values, right? Excuse me. Is what I'm doing right now, the actions, the way that I'm thinking, is that aligned with my values? Is it aligned with my goals? If it's not, let it go. If it is, keep going, no matter what people say. So firstly, knowing your values is 100% like that core, that compass,
on them,
right?
If you were to do a daily practice, you could check back in with, and just that question alone actually is a bit of a game changer. Does this fit with my core values and where I want to be? Yes or no? Like, it is quite black and white when it comes to that.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I do, I journal. I love journaling. Like, I don't do it every single day. But having that those particular prompts there help me come back to what's blocking me. And then what I can do about that. And it reminds me, the sequence that I have, it reminds me of like who I am. And what I need to keep remembering or believing about myself. So it's that continual reflection on and reminder of why I'm doing what I'm doing, why I am who I am, and to that keep showing up for myself. The second thing I generally get my clients to do is, as we go through the coaching process, they end up acquiring very personal affirmations. So when it comes to affirmations, I personally don't believe in random affirmations that people just give you, because it doesn't really connect. You're just like, I don't really believe in this, because it's just surface level. Just saying some words. So as my clients go through the program, they build like a handful or a toolbox of affirmations that they have conjured themselves, right? So they're really connected to them. They're emotionally connected, they're mentally connected. And those reminders are such a perfect way to start your day. Or if you've had a shitty day, to go back to those and refer to them.
Yeah, and they probably are quite linked to, because there's many pieces of a puzzle when it comes to change in general. And so limiting beliefs, or your belief system, is one. And generally, our old belief system, which doesn't have the confidence versus who we want to be, that has the results, that is the person, has different belief system. And so those affirmations would become your belief system. And it's really important to be like saying them every day. And again, that decision making process on what you're eating, are you training, are you not training, are you saying yes or are you saying no, how are you spending your energy and your time, can come back to those affirmations, the core values, and all of that. And it helps you stay on track to where you're going, because we do need a reminder, because our old beliefs and our comfort zone and who we were or have been for a long time will keep showing up until you've embodied and integrated and practiced the new beliefs, the new affirmations, the new way of being. And it is a process. Like, people think it's going to be perfect or smooth sailing or rigid, and there's up and downs, and you'll feel like the old you one day, and then you'll take the bulls by the horn and you'll go, no, I'm creating a new me. So, and it's a little bit of a fight, you know, sometimes, and people think they've failed or they're not doing well if that comes back up. But I think anchoring into the beliefs, the affirmations, the values helps you keep moving forward no matter what yesterday looked like, you know?
Absolutely. The one other thing that I do like to bring in is, even if it's like just a couple of minutes, like a meditation of some kind. Because we can get so caught up in the doing, the day, busy, like doing everything, that we kind of forget to take a step back, have a breather, and check in with ourselves. Check in with our values, our beliefs, what our body needs at that time. And just really making sure that you are in going the right direction that you want to be going.
Yeah, and so great topic, and let's quickly talk about this with meditation again, because some of this mindfulness or is different or new to a lot of people. They don't get it because it's not tangible, right? It's not what you eat, how you're moving. That's a tangible action we can take, and this stuff is quite foreign to many. So with meditation, and I'm bringing it up because this was me years ago, I was like, meditation is you know, hands up, meditation yeah. for 20 minutes or my eyes are popping open, I can't fucking do this. So let's have a talk about the toolbox when it comes to meditation. And just like you said before with journaling, you don't have to do it a certain way every day. You create toolboxes of mindfulness, right? So I always love to mention, and you can throw in what you recommend, guided meditations or using a meditation app, and they could be 2 minutes or they could be 20 minutes. Also, meditation's not always with your eyes closed, right? It could be staring at one point. It could be going for a walk with no distractions and really thinking, you know, feeling the sun on your face, listening to the birds. That's also a form of meditation. It doesn't have to be sitting. It doesn't have to be lying. You could do it when you wake. You could do it when you sleep. You could do it in the middle of the day. There's many ways to meditate. So what's your view on it? And I just love to mention it because sometimes these words, right, even like confidence or positivity or meditation or mindfulness is just a word to many, and then there's something attached to that that again people need the perspective shift because they're powerful tools. And yeah, so I always love to mention that it doesn't have to be maybe what you think it has to be.
Yes, oh my goodness, I was absolutely the same as you. I was like, I've got to like hold my hands like this, and I've got to sit cross-legged, and I, you know, I need to get into this higher level, higher space in my mind. And I, you know, I was just like, what does that actually feel like or look like?
Or the other thing is I don't see the things visually in my mind. Like it's just a black space. I'm like, am I weird? Am I wrong? You know, because we're all different. Yeah.
That's right. So the way that I do meditation is usually I do a guided app called Smiling Mind, and I'll just choose whichever one. They've got like lots of different ones here. Yeah. And it just helps me stay focused on the meditation.
Yeah.
And basically, like, meditation is like being mindful and refocusing. Yes. So I want to really point this out. You don't have to be completely focused the whole time.
And your mind will travel somewhere else, and it's about coming back to whatever it is you were on. Yeah. Like I like writing ones too, because you can come back to the voice, you can come back to it, but your mind, that's why I want to talk about, because it is normal, you know, for your eye to open or for your mind to wander to the to-do list that you've got to do today.
Yes, absolutely. So basically meditation, or one type of meditation, is building that strength to refocus, and you'll get better and better at it the more that you do it, just like training your muscles, getting bigger muscles. And personally, I focus on my breath because I know how important deep or diaphragmatic breathing is for your nervous system, right? So just a side note, when you are in a stress state, you don't need to mentally be stressed, but your diaphragm actually tightens up like a muscle, because it is a muscle. And then that's where you start getting shallow breathing. You feel tight, you feel anxious, you feel maybe a little bit nervous, but generally a little bit anxious. So deep breathing is actually a signal to your brain to calm down and come back into that rest and restorative state, right? So personally, I focus on deep breathing and doing the counting, right? Yeah. So I'll count for 4 seconds in breath and then 6 seconds out breath. Yeah.
Yeah, there's many ways. Yeah, I love a bit of breath work too. And like the toolbox is great. Breath work, there's insight timer. I mean, you can YouTube anything as well. And if you're new, you can start really small and just build on it and practice. And it's like anything, the consistency is kind of a must. You will notice that when you are focusing on your inner world, breath work, confidence, anything like that, you're feeling really good, life's going really well. And you'll notice if external things start to happen, like random stuff and you're not feeling good and you're not sleeping well, or your car breaks down or something breaks, you will notice, you'll go, I've stopped doing that. I've stopped doing the inner work and I'm not so grounded anymore. Like, it's just your external experience is a reflection of your internal experience, which is why this is so, so important, hey? Is there any other steps when it comes to daily practices that you would recommend to sustain holding the confidence?
Definitely love being in a space where I have other people around me
Support. Yeah.
Support.
Yeah.
That remind me who the fuck I am.
Yes.
And how amazing I am.
Yeah.
Right. And just being in that space, like, it may not be a daily thing, but
it's environmental, it's this, right? And it matters.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love it. It's like this continuous reminder of, well, if they can do it, I can do it too.
Yeah.
Right. And I have that mentality.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah, totally. But it's a permission slip too, and you definitely vibrate to who you're around. And I think that's why coaching, I love beyond personal training, you know, because, you know, coaching is so important for the staff, and this is what gets neglected in people's journey.
100%. A lot of people focus, like, I have a lot of people who are like, oh, I'm just going to focus on doing more exercise to lose body fat. But the thing is, they're completely forgetting their nutrition.
Yeah.
Right. And then they're also forgetting the mindset because.
Yeah. The relationship with the relationship with themselves, the relationship with exercise. And that comes down to an internal confidence, because if your relationship is fucked, your actions are going to be disordered. But if your relationships with all of these things are strong and confident, your actions will be strong and confident and sustainable. And that's where you get results.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, I love it. The group support. Like, I have an accountability group. I also have a coach.
Yeah.
And then I love the fact that, you know, you're constantly learning, you're constantly being held accountable, you constantly have someone to speak to and voice how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're just holding it inside and this conversation's going round and round in your mind, you're going to spiral into, I'm not good enough, this isn't working for me, I couldn't do this, or I can't do this.
It's not
And
working.
Having that's right. And so you have the support group to remind you, well, actually, here's all your results. You're a fucking amazing. And people are there to support you. And I've always found that has been a really key part to my journey, no matter what I'm doing.
Yeah, having other people on the same journey doing, and because normally when you're on a self-development journey like this, your people in your life probably aren't on it, so you've got no one to talk to. And also the other thing about group support, like what you've got, is that you can work through things in real time, and I call it closing the gap, right? Because you might have something come up and you just ignore it and it festers and gets bigger, whereas if you're with a group, you can share what's happening and they all go, that happened to me, or this is what I done, or this is how we can work you through it as well. Because that's normal, that we're going to have days and you do need to seek support, you do need to co-regulate, you do need to be held up and cheered on in many ways, because otherwise you would have done it on your own, because most people can't do it on their own.
We are like community vibing human beings. Like, we love being in a group and we love being a part of a group, and we thrive in that. We thrive in that support. And so knowing that you've got other people who are like-minded or going on the same journey, that is empowering and confidence building, just knowing that, because you don't think you're the odd one out, right?
Yeah.
Like, for example, opposed to you thinking I'm a city person, I actually come from a long line of farmers, basically. I'm a farm girl.
There you go. Presume, mate. I'm like a city girl, Auckland, Melbourne.
So I was brought up with, you know, this farmer's mindset, like, you're very isolated. Even when I went to school, like, being a farm kid was like, you were dumb or something, or like you didn't get normal society. But then, yeah, being in a group with people who are like-minded and supportive, you don't feel like that odd one out. You know, even though you've got all these people who don't actually understand you, you've also got the support group who are like, you're doing so amazing. Like, keep going. And you feel like you are amazing and that you're going to
Part of
keep
something
going.
bigger than you.
So
let's dive into which I love. So tell us about something polarizing or opinionated viewpoint regarding confidence that might challenge, conventional wisdom or throw in some of these myths that you know to be true, like floating around it. So you can just go for gold and get opinionated here.
Oh my goodness, I just wrote all of these down the other day. So the biggest one for me is just because you're loud does not mean you're confident. You may be overcompensating with your opinions and noise and loudness to hide your insecurity about yourself, right? Like I am the example of I'm an introvert. I'm an introvert. It does not mean that I'm shy or insecure or, all of that stuff, because I'm not. I go talk to the people I want to talk to. I rock my bikini. I like stand my ground. I voice my opinions. I don't necessarily have to be loud and obnoxious about it. I just say, this is what I want, or this is how I want it to be, or, I know, like, I have the certainty within me to know that, me standing my ground is fear. Like, it's fear that I'm asking for that, or I'm re required that, or whatever it is, right? You don't need to, like, be the loudest person in the room. And that's one of the biggest myths that I feel a lot of people kind of think,
So
right?
true. Because I am loud, I just am, but I have social anxiety quite often. People go, but you're so confident. I was like, yeah, I am. Like, I'm confident in who I am. Doesn't mean I don't get, like, I love it when I'm on my own. I love quietness as well. So, it's just that's that certainty. Like you said before, it's certainty in who you are. And when you learn that, you can show up and do the damn thing, even though it might feel a bit scary. But it's not always, it's not always that straightforward. Is there any
Yeah, that's
other
right.
myths or opinions that you have that you want to share? Yes, like a list.
So one of the other ones, I've heard people just mention, or just the way they talk about it is the vibe that they give off, is this vibe that when you're confident, you're a bitch. Like, you're self-centered, you're up yourself, you're all about yourself, but 100% not. Like, you don't have to be, like, just because you stand proud in a bikini, for example, doesn't mean you're up yourself. You're probably not even thinking about your body or people who are looking at you. You're probably focusing on, like,
Having a good day.
having a great time.
But they are. And that's that
That's
comparison too,
so.
is they're lightly comparing.
Absolutely. And that's definitely one that I used to think, like, oh, they're so up themselves because they're flaunting their body in their bikini. And I'm like, no, no, they
So
are just
funny. They're
living their
confident.
life. Yeah, they're confident. They're confident, which means they're probably not even
And you
thinking about
see
what
that
you
at
think.
any size as well. Like, there's confidence in bikinis at any size, and it's not about
100
them being up
percent.
themselves, it's about them being confident to wear the damn bikini.
Absolutely. Like, there are people overweight who are like, yeah, I love it. I'm confident within myself. They do the things that they want to be doing.
Which is where
You don't have to be loud. You don't have to be up yourself or self-centered.
that's not
You
what
can
confidence
be,
is. Yeah.
that's right. You can be quietly confident,
Yeah. Yeah.
right?
Just confident in who you are.
That's
Yeah. And your
right. That's
decisions.
right. And not wavering just because someone else thinks, this is something that
Confident
you
in your
should do.
opinions. Yeah.
100%.
And so what's the biggest piece of advice you would give any woman listening to this today that's kind of resonated maybe with not being confident in some areas? And what would you give them and say, tell them to, start implementing today to be able to start to work?
Something that I would tell women to start working on their confidence is knowing that you are valuable, knowing that you are valuable. There is no one better than you, or, no one more worthy or valuable than you. And so, therefore, I would say, take some time out to figure out what you truly want for yourself.
And what they deserve as
Right.
well, I think,
One, yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
that's awesome. And reflect on it.
Yep. So I would say carve out some time in your day for you to actually think about what you want for yourself outside of anyone else's opinions or expectations of you. Because, self-awareness is the first step to change. So you've got to know what you actually want for yourself. Otherwise, you'll keep following and doing what everyone else
Yeah.
is telling you to do.
And you can't find that when you're on the go all the time. Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. And so you've got a confidence coaching offer. Can you tell us a little bit about the offer and also where people can find you, which I will put down below in the show notes as well, but where you most love to hang out, where you've got lots of value, and about your offer.
Yes, absolutely. So I have a 3-month confidence coaching program called Courageous Ladies. So
Yay.
remember that being confident is about courageously taking action, right? So this is why I call it Courageous Ladies, because it's the first step to building that confidence within yourself. It's 3 months. It's part group coaching, it's part one-on-one. And I love to do both because all my clients have said both group coaching and both one-to-one has been super valuable for them because they learn different things in different ways. And so this is 3 months, and we have a group coaching call once a week. There is always home play, so you can actually implement things that you've been learning, right? So we always need to take action.
Yes, the implementation, important.
Yes. And so we have that group, the Facebook group for community support, asking questions. All the resources are in there as well, and all of the live coaching is recorded, so there's always replays. You never miss out.
Awesome.
So this is coming up very soon in the
Oh,
year,
yeah,
which I'm very excited
I
about.
was about to say, do you take people on just, as they come in, or is it run like as a group and then they've got the one-on-one aspect during that time?
Yes, so I you can come into the program whenever you're ready, right? I don't feel like anyone should wait until they make changes. I'm not about that. So you can come in as soon as you want to get started, and you're going to have access to a couple of the sessions straight away to make sure that you can start with a bang. This is run all throughout the year. There are so many beautiful ladies that come through this program, and I am just so grateful to be able to work with them and support them. In terms of where you can find me, I hang out on Instagram, so my Instagram handle will be in the notes as well. I also have a website where you can read all the information about the Courageous Ladies program as well. So,
Yeah, it's very easy to find. I even went on your Instagram before and it was right at the top and the link and it opens up and it's a really good description all about it too, which is cool.
absolutely. And then I also have a free Facebook group. So this is where I do some live trainings. I give value as well. I'm in there answering questions when they do come up. And just it's a good vibe. Like there's different aspects of like confidence, health, and building that like movement as well, and just understanding things as well. So
What areas?
understanding what the different areas, and yeah, I host live events in there as well. So that is pretty fun.
Oh, so that could be a really good place to start, actually, Instagram and the free Facebook group. And of course, if you're ready to get started at coaching and like confidence coaching in the inner staff, I can't express how important it is. Even if you are on a weight loss journey or you want to grow a big booty or just maintain and get your healthier self, you know, and learn all that stuff. That's like, this is where it starts, right? It has to start from the inside out, because then everything else you do, you're really confident in doing. So yeah, it's such a good, it would nearly be like the first piece of your puzzle, and then you move through the other pieces.
100%, right? The inner stuff is always, the root, right? It's the foundations, it's the core. And then we build on top of those.
Well, thank you so much for coming on here. I think it's really important for people to know what confidence is, and appreciate you taking the time to come on here. And I'll be sending everyone your way as well.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
My
This
pleasure. It
has
was
been so much
fun.
fun.
It was awesome. Thank you. I hope you guys enjoyed that podcast and had some takeaways from that, and now understand what confidence truly is. And also, go ahead and follow Jess on her social media platforms. And don't be shy to screenshot this, share this out, tag me also. All of our links are in our show notes. And let us know what your biggest takeaway was. Thank you so much for being here.